You own everything except the planet Earth right now in this solar system. How did you come to purchase all this or get it?
Well, in 1980, I filed a declaration of ownership for the moon of Earth and the other eight planets and their moons with the United Nations, the United States, and the Russian government. And I also sent them a note stating my intent was to subdivide and sell those properties to anybody that wanted them. And as long as they, the governments, didn't have a problem with it, I would proceed and ask them to respond to me, and they never did. This was all predicated on the Outer Space Treaty of 1967, where in Article 2 it states, no nation by appropriation shall have sovereignty or control over any of the satellite bodies. But it doesn't mention individuals. So, as a sovereign individual on this planet, I claimed ownership to them and started the process of selling properties in 1980.
So you claimed stake to all the property. You didn't have to pay anything for it, I guess. You didn't. There was nobody to purchase it from, right?
Well, because according to the Outer Space Treaty, nobody owned them.
So off you went. And then at what point did you decide to start parceling up part of the moon and part of Mars and probably some other planets down the road?
Well, I did my filings in November of 1980, and at the latter part of November, around the 27th, we actually started the property sales on the moon of Earth.
Now, have any governmental agencies come storming down and knocking your door down saying, you can't do this?
Nope.
Nothing?
Absolutely none. And they've had 23-plus years to respond to us and to make some sort of motion to us, yay or nay. Realistically, because of the language in the Outer Space Treaty, of which all the nations that are members unanimously signed the Outer Space Treaty, the language is pretty specific. And with that, without having sovereignty or control, the sovereignty issue tells them that they cannot create or effectively enforce laws, and control prohibits them from doing anything else. So they really didn't have the right to say yes or no.
I can't believe I'm actually talking to the guy who owns Mars.
I wish I could tell you that I own all of it. We've sold quite a bit of it.
All the good property's gone now, you're telling me.
No, on the moon has about 10 billion acres. We've sold just at 410 million acres so far over the course of 23 years. And on Mars, we've sold just under 200 million acres. So I don't own all of it myself any longer.
No, have you visited the property, Dennis?
Not yet.
You haven't, huh?
No. And which brings up an interesting subject. Most countries on this planet have a basis by which private individuals may own properties that they don't pay for. The problem exists that the precept and law is there, but all of the rules for each one of the countries is different. The United States had the Homestead Act, which was from 1862 to 1979. And in the Homestead Act, you had to occupy the property for 5 years, you had to improve the land and pay the taxes on it, and it became yours. Other countries don't have such regulations or rules. So since the chaotic part of the rules was in place, we decided that when I started this, that what I would do is create my own rules just like the other countries did. So that's the premise by which we went forward.
And you are darn serious about this, because other companies or individuals who want to jump on your bandwagon and copy and duplicate what you've been doing, you fight them, don't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I believe that the process that I went through is the same process that every human being has gone through when private property ownership issues come to bear. And that's that private property ownership starts off the same way. I found a piece of property, a multitude of properties in this case, and I filed a claim of ownership for those with the intent to occupy. We've done nothing different than the precepts of law since the beginning of mankind. So when somebody comes along and says they want to start selling the properties that I filed a legitimate claim for, they're frauds. They are, in fact, stealing lands that have been garnered and titled by us because we've claimed them 23 years ago.
Now, do you go to court with some of these people?
We have had our legal staff take every measure legally available to us to stop copycat companies. So we have... Actually, we have agents in 27 different countries. And in those 27 different countries, we've had agents that have actually been taken to court for fraud. And in those two instances, one in Germany and one in the UK, those cases have actually been thrown out of court because of lack of jurisdiction.
Are these like real estate agents?
Well, they're resellers of ours. What we do is we position them in a way where they buy the property in bulk from us.
Like distribution rights,
right?
I guess.
Okay. And then we license them to sell our properties in their country. Right now, the only program we have in place is what we call the Ambassador Program. It's where individuals may purchase the exclusive rights to sell our lands in their country, and they pay us a licensing fee to do that and are required to buy a certain number of properties based on the country that they're actually located in.
How much money have you made, can I ask, in terms of gross sales since you've started doing this?
In the 23 years that we've done this, we've generated just under $7 million in gross revenue.
And you did about $1 million last year, according to the information I
had.
So you've done about $7 million in selling this property, the Moon, Mars. Have you sold off Saturn or anything yet?
Well, one of the real problems with Saturn, Jupiter, Uranus, and Neptune is that they're gas planets. And we're not exactly sure how much real dirt is involved in those planetary bodies.
That's a good point. You don't want to sell us something we don't get here.
Yeah, it would be remiss of us to try and sell any of those because we don't have suitable maps for subdivisions. The properties that we sell currently are the Moon of Earth, Mars, Venus, one of the moons of Jupiter, Io, and very shortly we'll start selling Callisto, Ganymede, and Mercury.
Now, what do you do if you find out there's some aliens on Mars? They're poachers. You got to get them off.
In the contractual base, in the documents that we send for the purchases of all of our properties, there's three documents we receive. The first one is the Constitution Bill of Rights, which is in place prior to the Galactic Government. And the Constitution Bill of Rights is kind of like CC&Rs. It's rules by which property owners have to conduct themselves until a legitimate government is in place. And in that Constitution Bill of Rights, for each one of the planetary bodies in Article 2, we've put in provisions that if you run into a sentient being, a being that has capabilities of communication with us, and they tell you to get off the property, you must. But if they don't have the ability to communicate with us, then you have a shared ownership.
About a year ago when I found out you were doing this, Dennis, I laughed my head off. And then I realized that you were dead serious about what you're doing. And then I stopped and said, and people are buying property.
Yeah.
They're actually spending money. So how much does it cost? I mean, what do they spend here?
Currently, we sell 1 acre of property for $19.99 plus $1.51 planetary tax, so it's $21.50. And then for shipping the documents to you, it's $10 for shipping and handling for up to 5 sets of documents anywhere on the planet.
What do these documents look like?
Well, they're 11 by 14 inches in size. There's a Constitution Bill of Rights, which are the CC&Rs that we talked about a minute ago. Then there's a deed, which is a physical description of the property. Then there's a site map, which shows where that particular piece of property is located. And we do it in a very simple premise. We use latitude, longitude, lot number, so that we know exactly where that property is. There's no duplication of any sales. And those three documents are sent to you along with a short story called You Own the What?, which describes the legal process we went through 23 years ago to get this started.